Side Pocket, from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Side Pocket is a pocket billiard simulation released as an arcade video game by Data East in 1986. It was ported to the Nintendo Entertainment System and Game Boy, while an enhanced remake was later released on the Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and Game Gear. The game spawned two sequels, as well as an arcade spin-off series titled Pocket Gal. G-Mode owns the intellectual property rights to the Side Pocket series, and licenses these games globally. Section 1, Gameplay. The primary play mode, called Pocket Game, is a straight pool game set within a limited number of lives. The player must achieve a predetermined score to advance through 4 or 5 levels, each with increasing number of balls. The player earns points by potting balls on consecutive shots, and potting balls in numerical order. On occasion, a flashing star appears in a pocket, and if the player pots the ball in that pocket in the same shot, a bonus will be awarded in the form of points, extra lives, or a bonus round. One life is lost if the player scratches or fails to pot a ball in 2 consecutive shots. In the two-player mode, the player can choose between pocket game or 9-ball game. In two-player pocket game, the game plays similarly, except the two players take turns and there are no lives. If one player misses or scratches, control of the ball simply changes to the other player. In 9-ball game, each player has 3 lives, and 1 life is lost if a foul is committed. However, the lives would be restored if the player makes a legal shot on the next turn. In the Game Boy and Game Gear version, there is also an additional practice mode, which is essentially a single-player version of 9-ball game. A variety of trick shot challenges are also available to the player, to earn additional points or extra lives, requiring the player to pot all the balls into selected pockets using a single shot. The player may put various spins on the ball, such as right and left English, and perform masses and jump shots. The Genesis and SNES versions features a photorealistic representation of the player characters. The characters are an homage to the 1986 billiards-themed film, The Color of Money, with the characters bearing resemblance to Vincent Lauria, played by Tom Cruise, and Fast Eddie, played by Paul Newman, the two main characters from the film. Section 2, Ports. Side Pocket was ported to the Nintendo Entertainment System and Game Boy. The NES version plays almost identical to the arcade version, but the pocket game mode features 4 levels and the player starts with 5 lives as opposed to 2. The NES version also introduced 4 different rack configurations that become standard in later versions, whereas the arcade version only features 6-ball and 9-ball racks. The Game Boy version of Side Pocket is a slight modification of the NES version, featuring a smaller playing field to compensate with Game Boy screen, new set of soundtrack, and a different screen layout. Like the NES version, the pocket game mode features 4 levels and the player starts with 5 lives. One unique addition to the Game Boy version is the ability to play single player 9-ball mode, while in other versions, this mode is limited only to 2 players. Section 3, Legacy. Section 3.1, Pocket Gal. Pocket Gal is the arcade adaptation of the NES version of Side Pocket, released exclusively for Japan in 1987. Gameplay remains similar to the NES game, although the lesser number of lives makes the game more challenging. It also has different music and sound effects, alongside hidden explicit imagery as rewards for completing certain levels. An English version was also released under the name Pocket Gal 2. There is also another version of the game called Super Pool 3, which removes the hidden explicit images. This version was published by iVix in North America. Section 3.2, Pocket Gal Deluxe. In 1992, a sequel called Pocket Gal Deluxe was released in Japan and Europe. While the gameplay remains the same, Pocket Gal Deluxe featured revamped graphics, more levels, and includes MMIDI-based jazz music soundtrack. Furthermore, Pocket Gal Deluxe also serves as the basis for the Genesis, Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and Game Gear versions of Side Pocket. This version features completely different contents compared to the original, including revamped graphics, a new smooth jazz-oriented soundtrack, new sound effects, and photorealistic background sceneries during gameplay. The main game modes remain identical to the original, with several alterations on the pocket game mode. This mode now features 5 levels represented by various cities: Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, New York City, and Atlantic City. And the player starts with 8 lives. In addition, a new trick shot mode is featured in which the player can try one of the 19 trick shot levels, each with increasing difficulty. The Game Gear port is a stripped down version of the Genesis version, which plays more akin to the original rendition, more specifically the NES version. However, most elements from the Genesis and SNES version are retained, such as the background images that are scaled down to 8-bit, some of the soundtracks, and the trickshot levels. Section 3.3, Sequels. Minnesota Fats Pool Legend expands greatly upon the original game by adding various pool games, including 8-ball, straight pool, and one pocket, and the ability to play against AI-controlled players. Side Pocket 3 was released in Japan and uses a first-person view. Section 4, Reception. In Japan, Game Machine listed Side Pocket on their August 1st, 1986 issue as being the 8th most successful table arcade unit of the month. It went on to be the 8th highest grossing table arcade game of 1987 in Japan. In reviewing the NES version, Computer Gaming World declared it far and away the best billiard simulation ever published for any system. The features that went beyond realistic pool were especially praised as enhancing the gameplay. Reviewing the SNES version, GamePro praised the variety of modes, the audio and graphical improvements over the NES version, and the realistic details. They recommend the game for pool enthusiasts and casual video game pool players alike. There are plenty of great options and genuine pool strategies to keep serious players interested, and yet it's simple enough to play without the manual. They gave the Game Gear version a more mixed review, commenting that the representation of the player's stick as a stream of balls is needless, cumbersome, and that the graphics and sound are poor. However, they summarized, "Determining the precise angle and power for a shot can be harder than taking a geometry test, but it's definitely more fun." Electronic Gaming Monthly also complained the poor sounds, but were more impressed with the graphics, describing them as exceptional for a portable system. They praised the game for its trick shots and generally strategic gameplay, and gave it a 6.25 out of 10. Entertainment Weekly gave the game a B- and wrote that insipid electronic lounge sounds are an integral component of Side Pocket for the Genesis, which presents American pool halls as a series of squeaky clean, no beer stains on the felt here, non-confrontational venues where your sole objective is to play pool, and not, say, impress your date with how many shots of tequila you can down in 5 minutes. Embodying this utilitarian approach is the game's hyper-realistic overhead angle table display. Not as realistic, unfortunately, it is follow the dotted line aiming system, which allows you to hit the cue ball in only about half a dozen places. An extensive trick shot menu, apparently meant to compensate for this glaring limitation, is intriguing but completely superfluous. Italian magazine Consolemania, however, gave the Genesis version 80. In 1995, Total ranked the game 70th on their top 100 SNES games, writing, "A bit flawed, and there is no UK pool rules, but in two-player mode, this is a real giggle." In 1996, Super Play listed Side Pocket 90th in their top 100 SNES games list of all time. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. This audio file was recorded on March 12th, 2024.